इंसान के रहीम राम के आगे, ईश्वर के हर नाम के आगे, भक्तों के काफिर के आगे, शून्य प्रथम आखिर के आगे, हो खड़ा रे कबीर पहने अपनी गरीबी।
Music and musical acts with roots in India, London, Brazil, Ireland, Colombia, the Caribbean, and the Congo are all part of the 30th anniversary Music Haven concert series in Schenectady Central Park. In addition to the music from around the world, this year's schedule also features film screenings and theatrical events. The season kicks off on Sunday, July 7th, and it is a pleasure to welcome founder and producing artistic director Mona Golub back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure to come back.
It's a great pleasure to have you back, and I thank you so much, and thank you for this beautiful event that you, this beautiful season that you present and have been presenting to our community for so long. So first of all, let's just reflect on 30 years. How did that happen? Blink, and it's there.
It's flown by. It really has, from one journey to the next. Never been at a loss for amazing international talent. And it just one season melts into the next, and 30 years it's been.
You and I have discussed this before, but the mission really has never changed. But the number of acts and dates, and we'll talk about some new things that you're doing this year too. But it's you have done what every arts institution wants to do, which is build an audience, and you have done it slowly and surely.
Well, we've focused on a niche, which, as you know, is traveling the world one concert at a time. And we've been consistent in presenting shows that reflect that and built a really interesting and adventurous audience that's curious about the musical genres and cultures that exist outside of New York, outside of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're beginning to add to that and fill in between those Sunday core global shows with other wonderful types of entertainment that are also global in their perspective.
So what does let's get to some of the, we'll talk about the music in just a second, but film screenings and the theatrical events, what do you think they add to the equation and fill in?
Well, you never know what type of entertainment people are looking to enjoy. I think the opportunity to enjoy anything outdoors, al fresco, during the summer is special.
Yeah.
Being able to work with partners like WMHT and have a premiere screening of a new Woodstock documentary from the perspective of the rain-soaked audience is just an interesting way to bring music and film into the park setting. Being able to present Shakespeare with some period music to open and during the intermission is really an expansion of that global mission of ours, but draws people who love theater in the park, who love Shakespeare. So it's all connected.
And not to oversimplify this, but it also seems that you have this beautiful facility. Use it as much as you can.
Definitively. You know, we consider it an outdoor concert hall.
Yeah.
And it's welcoming and nearly 500 permanent stadium quality seats with a beautifully terraced hill behind it. And, of course, plenty of dance space when the music inspires. So it's a very comfortable and beautiful venue. And the word is truly spreading and our audience is growing.
So as far as the concerts and the world music, we begin July 7th, this Sunday.
We begin, yes, our journeys in India this year with a wonderful group called Neeraj Arya's Kabir Cafe. And they are as much folk and rock as they are Indian and classical in feel. So electrified instruments, you're not going to hear sitar and tabla. You'll hear a more contemporary Indian music, but there's enough essence of India within the music that it's really interesting and cool.
Mm. Casuarina?
Casuarina from Brazil. We have never had a Brazilian samba band before.
Really?
And they are one of Rio de Janeiro's finest. So we're really pleased to bring them in this year with a wonderful foro, traditional Brazilian quartet opening for them.
And then just a few days later, you have the Turbans on the 17th and Hamiltoons on the 18th. That's
yes.
Very interesting.
Couldn't resist the Turbans. They are a band that plays music from anywhere. meaning they have members from Turkey, Bulgaria, Israel, Greece, the Middle East.
I want to be from anywhere.
A real groove that's so danceable. So we're going to have a midweek global dance party with the Turbans. And then Hamiltunes, the partnership with Proctor's, as you know, exists in the way of Proctor's being our rain site for the majority of our concerts. And also the site of our In-Between Summer series, the Passport series. But they wanted to bring Hamiltunes, which is basically an American sing-along, a karaoke night, if you will, where the audience can sing along to the tunes of Hamilton.
You know, I saw the show. Well, I saw the show on Broadway, and then my brother and I were in Dallas in May, and it was playing in Dallas, and we went to go see it. And the difference, because I saw it shortly after it opened on Broadway, everyone in the audience was singing along. They know the words so well that it was really hard for everybody to, and it got to the point where I don't think anybody really cared anymore because everybody knew it. It was just that kind of show. So it's really nice to have that opportunity.
We think it's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
And there are various actors and band leaders from the region that are going to be guiding the audience through some of the tunes as lead performers. But everybody who shows up is welcome to sing along and be a part of the show.
The Garifuna Collective.
From the cluster of islands in between North and South America, Belize, Honduras, St. Vincent, the Garifuna culture is one that managed to come this way on African slave ships that never made it to North America, thank goodness. But they've preserved their language, their culture, their food, and their music. And now we're sharing that with the world. And it's wonderful. It is traditional in feel with instruments as unique as jawbones and turtle shells. But they've added electric guitar and bass and a really unique style of singing that is fascinating.
And then Hunter Tones on July 25th, and then the opera, as you mentioned, on the 26th and 27th. Shakespeare, Midsummer Night's Dream.
Well, Hunter Tones, New York City jazz funk horn-driven group I fell in love with when I saw them showcase in New York City. They are definitely going to be a band to enjoy if you love jazz and if you love horns. Shakespeare, we're delighted to bring back after about an 18-year hiatus, a wonderful troupe out of Troy called Wilkamp's Players, and they're going to be presenting not one but two nights on a Friday, Saturday at the end of July of A Midsummer Night's Dream.
And then on the Sunday is the Seamus Egan Project.
Got a touchdown in Celtic land, people here, you know, with our huge population of Irish heritage that lives here in the greater capital region. Seamus Egan is an icon, and he's got a new group, a new project, new ideas that will please traditional Celtic music listeners and those who are willing to step a little further into the future with Celtic music as well.
Finishing out the month is a tribute to Nick Brignall.
Jazz saxophone legend who lived in Troy, who actually played the very first Music Haven concert series back in 1990. And we wanted to pay homage to both the series and its early years, as well as Nick. So his drummer at that time, David Calarco, who still is based in this region, put together an all-star quintet that will do just that.
I want to go through August. I have two questions for you before we do that, though. One is, and I think you and I have talked about this before, but do you often, I know it's the music and the musicians that often guide this, but do you often look at a world map and say, oh, we haven't had anybody from here?
I don't select the locale first.
Yeah.
I look at the plethora of artists who are out there and touring.
And hope it
and
fills
recording,
in.
And then see where they fit on that map based on where we've not yet been. I'm always looking each summer to present at least a couple of groups that are from places we haven't yet visited.
I bring this up primarily because it was something that we touched on during our panel segment earlier today, which was the Saratoga Performing Arts Center put out a press release earlier today that one of their groups, a Japanese drum group, had to cancel because of visa issues. Do you run into that?
Yes, I do, and actually did with the kickoff to this season.
Yeah.
Our original kickoff artist, also from India, had trouble getting his appointment for both interviews and fingerprinting. And we ended up with Niraj Arya's Kabir Cafe as a wonderful replacement. I was very lucky to be able to secure them.
I don't look to make this at all political. I'm just curious. Has that always been an issue in the 30 years, or is that a recent issue?
It's a recent issue within the last few years. both the visa issue as well as central withholding.
Yeah.
Where artists have to do additional paperwork, and until they've completed it, or if they haven't completed it in time, 30% of whatever they've been contracted to be paid is pulled out. I'm asked to hold on to it and not pay until the end of the year because the government needs to grab that 30%.
So an added frustration for anyone who's putting on world music, I would think.
I think more a difficulty for the agents, managers, and touring artists themselves.
Yes, yes. Let's look at August because it's a beautiful lineup. And Woodstock, you mentioned, 3 days that defined a generation, August 2nd.
Yes.
That's the film.
It is. Brand new documentary that just had its premiere screening in Tribeca, but we're going to have it in the park. And rest assured that there will be activity encouraging people to wear tie-dye and enjoy food and things that will evoke that Woodstock spirit.
And then Thornetta Davis.
Yes, we're touching down in Motor City, USA. Thornetta is the queen of the blues from Detroit, and she'll be performing the concert on our summer social night, which is our community gala evening. And she's a stalwart in the blues world and is bringing the whole big band, backup singers and all. So if you love blues, that's definitely one not to miss.
And then filling out the month, we have August 9th, the Broadway Cabaret, the Proctor School of the Performing Arts. That's very cool.
Wonderful to be able to bring them from the Addy on the third floor of Proctor's out into the community so the community can understand the caliber of the art being produced there.
Schenectady Symphony Orchestra performing on August 10th, an evening of pops, and that's very cool to have your hometown orchestra.
Their annual performance. Delighted to have them back.
Cimarron.
From Colombia, joropo music from the plains, basically cowboy music.
And then you finish up on the 18th.
We do. We're going to the Democratic Republic of the Congo for a season-ending dance party with Jupiter and Oquess.
30 years.
I started when I was 6, Joe.
Absolutely. It feels, but it must feel very gratifying.
It is tremendously gratifying.
Well, it's beautiful work, and we all thank you so much for doing it and for bringing these incredible talents to our region. The 30th Anniversary Music Haven Concert Series in Schenectady Central Park begins Sunday, July 7th. That's this Sunday for those of you keeping score at home. MusicHavenStage.org for information on the full season. MusicHavenStage.org. Mona Golub, always a pleasure. Have a beautiful summer.
Likewise. I look forward to seeing you in the park. Thanks, Joe.
Forward to it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.